You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Panuku Development Board has prioritised 9 areas around Auckland for urban development programs. One of these is the car park on Anzac Street in Takapuna. The proposal is to pedestrianise the block and build a large green space for the public to hang out at and walk along towards the beach. However, there is fierce backlash from one group called Save the Car Park. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff and councillors Richard Hills and Chris Darby were invited by the group to a public presentation in Takapuna on Sunday. However, there was little room for them to talk and they were met with a lot of yelling. I spoke to Richard Hills about the proposal and the backlash it has brought, and I started by asking him where the council's vision for this area first came from.
This is, I think, about 17 years in the making. So the original plan came from North Shore City to develop the car park into something more usable, and obviously having a level car park in the middle of a metropolitan centre isn't the best use of that space. Then the local board presented last term to the council, and they asked for Takapuna to be prioritised of one of the 9 development areas that Panuku was choosing. So Panuku went through, I think it was over 70 centres across Auckland, and identified 9 as possibilities for redevelopment. That redevelopment is all paid for by partial sales or development of those centres. So this is not rate funded stuff. All 9 centres, so that's Northcote, Monaco, Avondale, Henderson and a couple others, and Takapuna, are all funded for an upgrade through the sale of some of those partial parcels of land. But the development is run and decided by Auckland Council. So what Auckland Council wants, and what the local board supported in their last local board plan and the centre plan, was a more pedestrian-friendly centre of Takapuna, more lively, more people living in the centre, which obviously creates jobs and economic growth, and obviously more walkable, cyclable city. The car park is right next to the bus area, which has between 400 and 500 buses a day go through there. And basically, the shops are kind of separated with this car park. So there's 2 options, and these options, well, there's actually 3 options, but 2 options for change and 1 for stay as it is.
Yeah.
So the last council unanimously decided this would be developed, and then Panuku went through a phase of talking to the public. They got 1,600 people's views on where the best place for a square would be. They also had some views that we shouldn't be doing the development at all. That's why there's the option to do nothing. The other 2 were a position which is kind of a town square civic space right in the middle of the car park, and then there'd be laneways through down to the beach and down to Hurstmere Road. The other one is like a much larger, longer square, which comes from like where the Burger King area is and where Potter's Park is from the mall, and then it comes right across. There'll be a large separation. We've got some of those shops there that we've purchased. They'll be bowled down. It'll be a 20-metre wide section that goes down to Hurstmere Green, which is the current park, and then you can walk down to the beach.
How long will the building process take?
First of all, they are building Panuku will be building another car park about 200 metres away. That gets done first, and then the car park will be the car park will be taken away and design will start. So I'm not 100% sure how long it would take until detailed design would come along. So it would depend on working with the private sector and everything.
Okay. And as you said, locals started to be interviewed, there was immediately push for one option to not change it at all. The people who are anti-development, what is their main argument? Why do they want the car park to stay the way it is?
So this is the difficult situation. So I've met with a lot of the people who are kind of opposed to any partial sale of this site, or they don't want the car park moved from that site. But each of those people and each of the groups have very different views of what to do, which is really hard for Panuku to accurately kind of get everyone's different views. There's some concern around buildings on that site, so we're selling any part of it, because if they want to save it for maybe a future square across the whole car park. So what their proposal, the Save the Car Park people proposal, was an underground car park on that site, which could be anywhere between $40 and $60 million. That the current square will cost about $8 million, but if you're doing the whole site, you could look at maybe $20 million if it's 3 times the size. So you're talking anywhere between $70 or $80 million, and if you don't sort of develop or sell parts of the car park, you can't pay for it, because all 9 centres across Auckland have done this way. So although Chris and I would love for the ratepayers to to fund that without having to sell stuff, I'm sure that'd be great. But we can't treat Takapuna different to the other eight centres that are part of the scheme.
And so yesterday, a lot of the people who were actively against the proposal hosted an event that you and Chris Darby and the mayor went to. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what happened there?
Yeah, so we got invited a couple of weeks ago. Then myself, Chris Darby, the mayor, and David Rankin from Panuku got invited to present. It was then cut down to a 10-minute slot, so really only Chris Darby and the mayor could speak for 5 or so minutes each, and then they had their own presentation, which was about 45 minutes, and then they asked us questions. There was a lot of people there who wanted more information, but we weren't able to present that in that time. But I guess the main thing was, don't take the car parks away. The car parks should stay right in the centre. I mean, I would have thought 200 metres down the road isn't a huge space to walk when there'd still be over 2,000 car parks in the centre that remain unchanged. And there's a lot of people who don't want any part of it. So they were kind of, I guess, yelling. There were lots of people who have views that are valid and relevant and want to get them across, but a lot of people were just yelling. And every time the mayor spoke, they rang a bell that he couldn't go for longer than 30 seconds, which, I think was kind of disappointing because we couldn't get a lot of views from any side or get the information out there. So we just really want to encourage people to submit on option one or two or three. Panuku just needs to know, do we go with one or two and put more effort in, or do they go somewhere? If there's a real outcry with the current two doable options within budget, can be done. If there's no appetite for that, they're going to go with option three. They will not develop that car park site. It will stay as it is. And that's up to the people to let us know that.
And is the entire decision being based on public submissions?
Yeah, at this stage, it will be... They'll have a look at the entire submission, and basically, as far as I know, it'll be based on the consultation. This is kind of it. So Panuku just want to know, do you
what
want
public thinks.
Something to happen, or do we move on to somewhere else? Because they can't continue to keep revisiting the decision. So we just want people to go to the panuku.co.nz/Takapuna, or they go to the Have Your Say website, or even if you just Google Panuku Takapuna, you'll get the consultation document. We just want to hear people's views and making sure we get a wide cross-section of views across the community and all ages, because it's really about what the future of Takapuna looks like.
That was Auckland Councillor Richard Hills. On that note, we've had a text in. Darren says, I wish the council would stop selling our reserves. People need green spaces for their mental health. Thanks, Maggie Barry, for your Reserves Act that made it so easy to sell previously protected land. I think that's a really good point about the green spaces being good for your mental health. And if you want to share that view, submissions for the build close on Friday. So if you visit panuku.co.nz/Takapuna, you can have your say.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.